Akunev Rav Yehuda Rav Gidl Rav Achtavoy. We don't paskin like these man diomrim. Elo ketzfila achas kein chaverta. The whole dover hayyema maskir. We say that no Chanukah today is Chanukah. Any tefila you say in Chanukah, there's a chayv to say alanisim. Elo zot the Gemara ki ha di omer Rav Yishuv ben Levi. Yom haKippurim shechal liyas b'Shabbos. If Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, is hamispalu nila. If you daven nila on Yom Kippur that Shabbos, is sorach lahaskia shol Shabbos. You have to mention Ritzay, you have to mention Shabbos in Tefillah of Nila. Even though Nila has no shaykhis to Shabbos, on a regular Shabbos we don't have the Tefillah of Nila. Nila is only al Yom Kippur. Habibal today is Shabbos, you have to mention Shabbos in Nila. Why? Yoimush in Eschari v'yaba Tefillahs. So we're here also. Chanukah is today. And today, every tefillah, you have to say on Chanukah, you have to say Al Nisim. That's the Sushtel. Drashi Tzorach Laskil Shal Shabbos Leima V'titen Lanu V'syoim HaMenucham V'yasyom HaKippurim Azir V'choysim Mekadesh HaShabbos V'yom HaKippurim V'yaf Al Pi Shein Tefillahs Nila B'Shabbos. What's the Svara? Yoimush Netchai V'dal Tefillahs Lav Tefillahs HaLayla B'Klal. We're not talking about Marv. El Tefillahs HaYoim. Hey, the day of Yom Kippur has four tefillahs to it. You have a Shachris, a Musaf, a Mincha, and a Nila. Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Umila. So you see, a Svara about today, you're Mechuyiv davening, and today is Shabbos, you have to mention Shabbos, you're also Chanukah. About today is Chanukah, and today is Rosh Chodesh, you have to say Musaf, you have to say Al Nisim. For the Gemara, Kash, Hilchasa, Hilchasa, for the Kastira, and Halachis, Amarta, Hilchasa, Gashu, Ben Levi. You say that a lot, it's like Yerushalayim ben Levi, that on Yom Kippur Shabbos, you have to mention Shabbos in Nila. The Kaimalon Hilchos HaKarava, we also pass in like Rava. The Yom HaRava, Yom Tiv Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos, Yom Tiv that comes out on Shabbos, Shliach Tzibur HaYer V'Lefnei HaTeva Arvis, it's the beginning of Yom Tiv, like Kabbalah, right after Kabbalah Shabbos, when you dive in Marav. So when you have the Chazor Sashat that we say a mispalo brichus main sheva kainu shemayin voritz is alocha ein a tzorach lahaskil shol yomtiv. When you say kainu shemayin voritz mogen avos, you don't have to mention yomtiv. You only mention Shabbos. Why? Shel mole Shabbos if not for Shabbos ein shtriach tziba yored arvus be yomtiv. Hey, stam the yomtiv when the shtriach tziba when we daven marim there's no Chazor Sashat. You don't say kainu shemayin voritz on yomtiv. You only say it on Shabbos. So now that Shabbos comes out on Yom Tov, we still say it. We're only chaysim mekadesh Shabbos. We don't mention Yom Tov. So chutz esdiro. Why aren't you say that? But Bibal, today is Yom Tov, and today you have to have this chazaras hashatz now after Shabbos nikadin. But Bibal, it's Yom Tov today. Should you have to mention Yom Tov? Just like we're saying now on Chanukah and Yom Kippur that comes out on Shabbos, you have to mention Shabbos and Nila. I Shabbos doesn't have Nila. But Bibal, today is mechuyev and Nila. You have to mention Shabbos. Here also, Bibal today is Yom Tov, and this Yom Tov you have to mention Kainu Shemayim Voritz. You have to have the Chazor HaShatz by Marv, so why don't you have to mention Yom Tov? So the Morane is no Kasha. Hoki Yashta. Hosom B'din Hu Te'afilu B'Shabbos Namilu Tzorach. Is that that we say Chazor HaShatz Mogin Ovis? We say by Shabbos, it's not Ikir Dikadin. Every Marv the whole week, the whole year, doesn't have a Chazor HaShatz. What's that is by Shabbos? Marv de mechav de mesakim chazaras hashatz and nu alocha. Heis b'shabbos namu l'tzorach. Mikra adin shabbos also does need this chazaras hashatz. For avonim who did kuni. For avonim made a naya takona. Mishum sakona. Also sakona de mesakim it. Avol hocho yoy mushin eschayim b'yavet filis. Mashenken yom kippurim that comes in on Shabbos. V'bal today mikra takona. You have to daven four tefillahs. You have to daven nila today. V'bal today is Shabbos. You have to mention Shabbos. On Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, Bibal today, you have to daven Musaf. So once you daven in Musaf, you have to mention Al Nisan. Masha'en can hear the Chazor HaShas and Mogen Ovis, you're not really mechuyev to say it even on Shabbos. It's only a Sakonah Degadin. So as this Sakonah Degadin, dialogue Shalom Hosef, you don't have to mention Yom Tov. So Drashi, what's the Sakonah? Drashi Shliach Tzibur Hayurvat Arvis, Ha Mispalo Birchas Main Sheva, Kone Shemayim Voritz Mogen Ovis Bidvoroi. Mishum sakona, mazikin. In the Gemara's times, used to daven, used to be shara for mazikin. Shtohoye bote kinesiyah shalehem b'yishuv. They didn't have a shul in local, in where we used to live, b'yishuv. The whole shar leila hachil, the whole weekdays, hoye asukim malachtam, people used to work. When they got finished working, the gomrum malachtam mispalim arvis b'beisan. Used to daven b'yichidis, used to come home and daven in the house. because it was a sakana to go to shul. Lohoye boin the Beis HaKnesses. They wouldn't go out to the Beis HaKnesses, which was in the fields, because it's a sakana mazikim to go in the fields alone. Avoleil Shabbos, Mashenkin, and Leil Shabbos, boin the Beis HaKnesses. They used to come earlier on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, they didn't stop work before. So by Shkiyat time, right after Lachas Neres, he didn't do Malacha, he used to go to shul early. So going to shul Friday was no question, because there was no mazikim, it was light. No, the choshu, Chazal was choshu, sheyesh, and memariam lovay. Some people got late, came late, even Friday night also they came late to shul. So a person that came late to shul, by the time he gets finished davening, he'll get finished later than everybody else. So everybody else will leave, go home, and they'll be left alone, and there'll be a shalom for mazikim, him being long in the shul. Therefore, Chazal is masakan to have a tefillah satzibah, to have a chazaras hashas, to be moisiv, davening a little bit longer, k'day that if somebody comes late to shul, he'll be able to catch up and finish davening when everybody else is finished, to go home together. That's why they're masakan to davka on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, and not on Yom Tov. They should have the same takonim on Yom Tov also. The Chur Yom Tov also, people go to shul at night. Because they don't do malacha, so they go to shul also. But some people try to bring a raya from here that when do we mekabel Shabbos early? Only on Shabbos you mekabel Shabbos early. Yom Tov you not mekabel Yom Tov early. See, about people that weren't mekabel early, so it was like they weren't ready in time. So maybe they didn't go to shul Yom Tov either. So therefore they didn't have this takana to say magen avos on Yom Tov. Yikat takana was only for Shabbos. Then Echnam, your Shabbos comes out on Yom Tov, you don't have to mention Yom Tov in this tefillah. Right, the end of the list, Mishnah says, Loi Ba'aliyah. You can't light, you can't use the Shem of the Aliyah, the tail. And Hu Adin Chaylev, you can't use either. The end of the Mishnah was, Buloi Ba'aliyah, Buloi Ba'Chaylev. You can't use the Aliyah, the tail, the fat of the tail, and any fat. Nochem Hamodei Oimer Madlikim Ba'Chaylev Mabushal. Nochem Hamodei said, depends. Regular fat you can't light with. But if you cook down the fat, Chaylev Mabushal, then you could use it. Chum is saying no, with neither Zayat Mavushal, not Mavushal, he can't use the Chaylev. So more of the Asakash, the Chur, the Chum is a Tanakama. The Tanakama says, Leib the Chaylev Stam. You can't light with Chaylev. It's only Nochem HaModeh that makes the Chaylev, that says that Chaylev Mavushal you could. Now the Chum is saying no, whether it's Mavushal, whether not Mavushal, you can't. The Chur, the Chum, Haino Tanakama. That's the first one of the Yom that says, Leib the Chaylev Stam. They both say chaylev stam not. It's only Nochem HaModeh it says achilik mavushal you could. So what do you have that the chama for? That's the Tanakama. And the Gemara named Ika Benayel de Rab Runya Omer Rab Oloi Nisaymi. The Nafkumina, one of them is going to hold from the kula we had before from Rab Runya Omer Rab, that his din was if you add a little bit Shemen Zayis into this chaylev mavushal, then it's kosher. Even though we all love the Shemonim, if he had a little Shem and Zayis, it's no good. But we said, Emerson, Chaylev Mavushal, really should be good. It is light well. There's only Gezerah if you use Shem Mavushal, Chaylev Mavushal, maybe you come to use regular Chaylev. There's only Gezerah. So here, where you add Shem and Zayis into the Chaylev Mavushal, we don't make Gezerah. Well, in the Simon, we don't know which one of the two is Makel. Is it Tanakama Makel when you add Shem and Zayis in, or is it Chama Makel? We don't know which one of the two. But I call upon the two different treaties. One holds for Rab Runya and one doesn't hold. Drashi. The Haino Tanakama, the Yama Balev the Chaylev. Kol Chaylev a Mashma, Mashma any Chaylev, whether it's Mavushal or not Mavushal. You can't use it. It's a Haino Hach. And the Gemara, there is Chilak here, the Rab Runya. The Shari Ayidei Tarubois Shemin Kolshu. He was making before, if you put a little Shemin Zayas into the Chaylev Mavushal, it is good. We don't know if the Tanakamer is Mekel or the Chum is Mekel. And the Svara to be Mekel was because we don't make Gzeru like Gzeru. Chaylev Mavushal Bemisin should be kosher. It's only Gzeru Otto Chaylev Shenem Mavushal. Now when you put some Shemin inside it, really should also be good. It's only Gzeru Otto, you won't put Shemin inside it. So Gzeru like Gzeru we don't make. So the Mishnah. Ein Madlikim B'Shemin Sreifa B'Yomtev. On Yomtev, you can't use Shemin Sreifa. So already Mazmin the Gemara before, this is like a Hezbir in the first Mishnah. The reason why you can't use Shem and Mavushal, Shem and Sreifa, is talking about an error of Shabbos that's a Yomtiv. And the Klal is Ein Sarf and Kotchim on Yomtiv. And Shem and Sreifa means Shemin that was Truma, that became Tamei. So now it's a mitzvah to burn it, and you're not allowed to burn Kotchim on Yomtiv. Therefore, Ein Madlikim is Shem and Sreifa be Yomtiv. Trashi Shem and Sreifa, Shemin shel Truma Tameya. That's Tamei. For Gemara first time, the Gemara explains what the reason, what's wrong with burning it on Yontif. Why not? You're allowed to have a no from it. So why can't you burn it on Yontif? Use it for the Nair. It burns well. It's talking about even Shem and Zayas. But about it's so true, man. It's Tameya, you can't use it. We have Yishmo Leimer, Ein Madlikim Beitroin. You can't use Itroin. That is Drashi Psuta de Zifta, type of tar, that's the worst part of the tar. His first part is the thick part of the tar, and at the end comes out type of a juice. Now this type of an oil really burns well. So it won't have the psul al zephis. Zephis is the bad shemen, because it doesn't burn well at all. This is the zifta, the bad part of it, that really burns well. But the reason why you can't use it if they cover a Shabbos, because the smell is very bad. Shrashim, if they cover a Shabbos, sherechei ra. It's a tremendous, very bad smell. So we're afraid if you're going to use it, you're going to walk away from the table, you're not going to be able to eat there. It's going to smell so bad, you won't eat there. So therefore you shouldn't use it for near Shabbos. This itroin burns well, so you're allowed to use it for near Shabbos. The chol matirim in this, and also b'chol hashmonim, the amount of other shemins also, the shemin shum shemin for sesame seeds, the shemin agoizim from nuts, if you make oil, the shemin snoinois, right, from radishes, you could also make oil, the shemin dogim, trashi, that means mikirve dogim shinimuchoi, from the kishkis of the dogim that you melted down, the shemin pakuois, trashi means the last midvari, type of a pumpkin that comes from the midbar. That type of pumpkin also gives off oil. The itron, as we had before, itron, that's the bad part of the tar, over neft. Neft satrashi min shemen type of oil. Sherecherat smells very bad. Could the Armenian say the human gemara? And human says, bo limdoid neft, when you want to come to measure neft, Armulai, we tell you, modedly atzmacha, measure it for yourself. Shenodim roitzlasai, nobody wants to help you out. Since it smells so bad, neft, like kerosene, you don't want to use it because it smells very bad. So Chum say you're allowed to use all these things. Chum don't make any gzeiras. If out they burn well, you may go away because it smells bad. Chum don't make the gzeira. We have Tafranimer. Tafran makes the gzeira. Tafranimer. We have Tafranimer nu alocha. Ein madlikin el b'shem and zayis b'vad. Tafran say the churas mitchila. Metchila, the best shemen to use the shemen zayis levad that you had before, that gives off the nicest light. It's a clear light. So the mitzvah min amufcher is to use shemen zayis. The churat first brought down a locher also. So we'll talk about it. Bissel shalom b'zmanazir akam devel does not knowing so much to use shemen zayis. Shemen zayis gives off a beautiful nair. The churat the mitzvah min amufcher. So bissel shalom why we don't use shemen zayis today. One het that once told me is that the vote is the ikka yisoid of ner Shabbos is the shaf shalom bayis we had before. There should be light. The zman hazeh, the ikka light we have anyway is the lectured light that we have. That's the ikka light. Like without that, there wouldn't be any shalom bayis. The ikka shalom bayis we have is that we have light on in the house. That we use neris today, it's only a zecher, the mitzvah of neris. So therefore, we're not makbid so much to use shem and zayis. Because anyway, the ikka shalom bayis now is from the light. So that gets a shallow halacha. We'll talk about later how you can make a bracha on the neiros altogether. If you have your lights on, nice bright lights, and when your wife comes to make neiros, lahadlik neir, the chur not having any hand off the neir at all. Not so poshut. Right? It could be meikol v'agafrot. The Gemara says, we'll see, there's a case. If you have one neir and you bring another neir, even 100 neiros, in gafrot there's more light. So for the more light you have, it passes to make a bracha. Gafrot, the candles give off more light. That's why some people talk about machma that they shut the light and let their wife light the nair to make the bracha, and then they put on the light again. And the other pshat is, they could be make without it. But go upon him, that's one of the reasons why we're not that makbid today in Shemen Zayis. But Zot Gemara, my timer, why can't you light Shemen Sreifer on Yomtif? My timer, Lufi Shein Sorfim Kotchim be Yomtif. There's a cloud, you're not allowed to burn Kotchim on Yomtif. Therefore, Truma, which also has a din truma, has a din kachim, you shouldn't burn on yontif. So the Gemara minohan emili. How do we know it's yisoid? You can't burn truma, you can't burn kachim on yontif. So it's really, it's a shayla. I mean, Taisi has the kasha. The Rishayna is, it's good. We'll have sukkim soon. You can't burn kachim on yontif because kachim you're not allowed to have anofrom. Since you can't have anofrom, it applies like a bishus lo letzarech. You're not allowed to burn it on yontif. Mashenkein Truma, Temeya, you're allowed to have anor from it. You're allowed to burn the shemen and use the oil. You're allowed to burn, put it into the tanner and cook with it. So since you're allowed to have anof from the shemen truma, what should be wrong by burning on yontif? No tushtot the kachim. You're not allowed to burn kachim on yontif, because when you burn the kachim, he can't have anof from it. So there's no heter tzara chaychol nefesh. Mashenkin shemen truma has a heter chaychol nefesh. And the pashtu b'shenim says it's exer with the galocha. Wagoyza shemen truma otu kachim. So really, the dry tzedek din is you can't burn kachim on yontif. That we can't burn shemen tamei, a truma tamei on yontif, that's only exer otu kachim. So the Gemara b'nohan emili that you can't burn kachim amish. Oma chiski v'chein tonad v'chiski brings a postik oma kro. V'loi sosiru memenu ad boikir. Shalom about a korban Pesach. You're supposed to eat the Pesach at night. And don't leave it over to the next morning, because then it becomes nicer. So if the posek we have nicer memenu ad boikir, if you leave it over till the morning, veishki sarf, you have to burn it. The question, why the posek have to say again boikir a second time for? It already said, lois asir memenu ad boikir, don't leave it over till the morning. Why do you have to say again, we have nicer memenu ad boikir? Just you said, we have nicer is chai sreifo. So the kasha shein tamuloy ma'ad boikir, why do you have to say a second time ad boikir? Ma tamuloy ma'ad boikir, why does the posek say again ad boikir? Bo hakosav liten loy boikir shein lismefosai. It's coming to tell us that certain times, or here on Yom Tov Pesach, you can't burn the noiser the next morning, because the next morning is Pesach. You're not allowed to burn kachim on Pesach. Now you have to wait till Boikir Sheni. You have to wait till the next morning of Chol HaMoed, Midiraisam, the second day Pesach. It's Chol HaMoed already, that's when you can burn the noiser. So you see, Klof, in this Pesach, you're not allowed to burn the noiser the next morning on Pesach, because ain't surfing kachim on Yom Tov. Rashi Minu Ani Minu, ain't surfing. Dilo Mamayit Lekruah, Isla Nanema, Osei, Leisei, Esei, Debeish Tisroifu, Kodshim is a mitzvah sefet to burn it. But Yitzchis Leisasei, Bukom Lacha. The Esei should be Deich Leisasei. So without a Ferish Apostolic, I would say you're allowed to burn even regular Kodshim on Yom Tov. Because there's a mitzvah sefet in burning it. Either the Leisasei in making a fire, or the Esei Deich Leisasei. Shein Tam Loi Madvoike, Zim Nach Riti Elev Anoisim Menu Beish Yisroifum. To Aksiv Advoike Bereisha said already what Noisir is. Noisir is, you believe, the Korban Pesach over to the morning. Voike Shein, the Chiddush is, Shuchel HaShemoyed, the Pesach is telling you, when do you burn it? The second morning. Chol HaShemoyed. Vachim Mashma, Vanoisim Menu Lavoike Rishon Advoike Sheini, Hamtino V'tisrafehu. Wait till the next morning and then burn it. Why? Because ain't surfing Kodshim B'yomtif. Abai Yomer from another posik. Abai Yomar, Omar Kro, the posik says, Oiles Shabbos b'Shabbatai. We darshin, V'loi Oiles Chol b'Shabbos. V'loi Oiles Chol b'Yomtif. You're not allowed to burn kabonis of Chol on Yomtif. You see, Klo ain't surfing kachim b'Yomtif. Shrashi Oiles Chol, to go in every Tomit Shal Erev. On Erev Shabbos, he brought the Tomit Shal Ben Abayim, or else Shal Erev Yomtif. Shaloi Hukterum Avoy Joim, he didn't burn it. The boy join is a malanoisa meshach sheicha. Comes nighttime Shabbos, a yomtiv, you're not allowed to burn it. The kolish chen kotshim sulim was tafinin. And about the kotshim like noiser, you're not allowed to burn on Shabbos or on yomtiv. By the rover omar omakro, hu levada yosalachem. This is the heta from oichon nefesh on yomtiv. You're allowed to cook or burn for yourself. The diak hu v'lei machshirin. You can only do things for yourself. And not a machshir b'noichem nefesh. Levadai is a drasha, v'loi milish le bizmana. So you ask him a kal v'chayma. We need a posik to say you can't make milish le bizmana. So Rashi says the kal v'chayma. Madach mila, that's a mitzvah. Still you can't do it on yont, because not bizmana. Hu adin, kodshim. That's not a zman, you don't have to burn it today. You're not allowed to burn it on yomtiv. His kachim from yesterday, of psulim, that there's no bedavka mitzvah, you have to burn it today. You could burn it tomorrow. So the mitzvah is not doicha yomtiv. Trashi hu levadoi, kruo yisera ninu, demot lemichtav ach asher yoicha lachol nefesh yaslachem. Whatever you have to eat, you're allowed to do for yourself. What does it say? Hu form is machshirin. Machshiri oicha, goin lasa shpud. If you want to make the spit or make an oven to bake in, that's not allowed to do on yomtiv. The sack and the tana b'krayin. If you want to make the knife in order to cut the meat, that you're not allowed to do on yontif. But that's called the machshir oichon nefesh. By making the tana, you're not cooking any food. You're only making something to be able to cook later. That's no heter. Then the pasuk says levadoi is lemutei milish leidizmano. A meal of the ninth day, a tenth day comes out on yontif. You're not allowed to make the meal on yontif. The loy dochi shabbos v'yomtiv. Di loy mi yitzakru without the posig. Asiyah b'kav b'chayma. The Gemara in Shalayda says in the kav b'chayma that it should be dochi shabbos. The titchi, the perak yableza. Dochi tan yosem. Umat suras If a kohen becomes a metzora, he can't do the avodah anymore. The avodah doiches a Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're allowed to bring the korban, the korbanos hayoyim. So you see, korban is doiches Shabbos. Mila shloy bizmana, doiches oisa. Mila shloy bizmana is doiches tzaras. The hochi tanya hoson. Mila doiches etz tzaras. Means let's say there's a tzaras on the mokam hamila. So as though there's a lav, you're not allowed to cut off the tzaras from your body. But let's say on the orla there's a tzaras, you're allowed to do the ma'aseh mila and cut off the orla, cut off the tzaras. So you see, mila is doicha tzaras. Bein bizmana, bein shlei bizmana. V'yalav lo mikroi. We learn now from Sukkim there. Oy v'zoi, Shabbos shenishchu b'nei avoida. Shabbos, you're allowed to do avoida on Shabbos. Oy v'zoi, ain't a din shetei mila, shlei bizmana doicha oiso. Heiz maduch mila is doicha tzaras. And Sarat is Deicha Ravoida, and Avoida is Deicha Shabbos, Savada Milushuba Deicha Shabbos. Now, ask you Levada, therefore we need this postik. Lafukim Hai Kavachayim, tell me don't use this Kavachayim. Latidrishlei. So we have a postik now, you're not allowed to make a Milushlei Bismana on Yomtif. So Drashi Mamela Shamina, we hear from here, Shamina Minor, the mitzvah, Shein Zmana Kavua, a mitzvah you don't Badafka have to do today. The Yochel Asayis Lamochi, you could do it tomorrow after Yom Tov. Is there a Deicha Yom Tov? It's not Deicha Yom Tov. Who Adin L'Sreifas Kodshim Temeim? Who Adin L'Sreifas Kodshim is not Deicha Yom Tov. Since there's no mitzvah that could do it today, you could do it tomorrow. It's not Deicha Yom Tov. That's another makor that Kodshim is not allowed to burn on Yom Tov. Rav Asher Yama, another pshat. He'll even without a pasuk yields. Rav Asher Yama Shabosain Esei. Yom Tov has an Isra Asay to it. The heaven lay yomtif a save loisa say. Hey, she not let a